To hold the event at all was a remarkable choice after a similar one announcing Judge Barrett's nomination 1 month ago to the day turned into a coronavirus super spreader event. It might never have materialized had Justice Ginsburg, 87, who had been determined to stay on the court rather than be replaced with a justice of Mr. Trump's choosing, not died of cancer only weeks before Election Day. Before she died, she had told her granddaughter she wanted a new president to install her successor, a deathbed wish that Republicans made clear they had no intention of honoring. Judge Barrett, 48, was Mr. Trump's third nominee to the Supreme Court, but arrayed beneath her were 162 new district court judges and 53 appeals court judges who have been installed by Republicans over the past 4 years, roughly a third of the entire federal appellate bench. Together, they could hold broad sway over American law and policy long after Mr. Trump leaves office. Democrats sought to churn up a storm of outrage that they hoped would help sweep Republicans out of power and could set the stage for their own majority should it come to be. Citing Judge Barrett's academic writings and decisions from the appeals court bench, they argued that she would pose an immediate threat to the Affordable Care Act in the middle of a national health crisis, and that she would upend abortion rights and other popular freedoms enjoyed by Americans. Taking aim directly at Republican senators, they warned that the decision to rush ahead with the election season confirmation 4 years after denying a vote to Judge Merrick Garland, President Obama's Supreme Court nominee, under similar circumstances, would come to haunt them. You may win this vote, and Amy Coney Barrett may become the next associate justice of the Supreme Court, said Senator Chuck Schumer of New York, the Democratic leader. But you will never, never get your credibility back. And the next time the American people give Democrats a majority in this chamber, you will have forfeited the right to tell us how to run that majority.